Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Tennessee Jed by the Grateful Dead. Jerry Garcia, who was the Grateful Dead, was born on this day in 1942. That begins our day in history. This August the 1st, in 1619, the first African slaves were brought to the shores of what is now the United States of America in Jamestown, Virginia. It involved John Rolfe and Pocahontas and many others in this complex tale. 20 men and women were brought to these shores as indentured servants. Many became slaves. Some became freedmen. Some ended up in Maryland. But this was the beginning of the saga of slavery on the shores of what is now the United States of America. On this day in 1834, slavery was abolished in the British Empire by the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833. If the British had won the war for independence, that we'll talk about later in this program, maybe slaves would have been free earlier than 1865. So on this day of August the 1st, 1842, 1,000 men and women of the Black Young Men's Vigilant Association of Philadelphia marched through Philly to commemorate the 8th anniversary of the end of slavery in the British West Indies that we were just talking about a minute ago, that when Britain freed the slaves. When that march took place, all these Irish-American vigilantes attacked the march. 2,000 of them attacked the march. A riot and battle ensued. A larger mob came in, ransacked the African-American neighborhoods, and this became this several-day riot that's known as the Lombard Street Riot. None of the people who instigated the riot were ever arrested, they were arrested, but nobody was ever convicted of anything. It was a very momentous occasion that also solidified the Black community in Philadelphia. On this day in 1917, there was a man named Frank Little. He was an organizer for the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW, in Montana, in Butte, Montana. He was dragged out of his hotel room in 1917, and he was lynched by six men. Turns out later that the great author Dashiell Hammett remember his days as a Pinkerton detective when he was going to be paid $5,000 to kill Little. He refused and quit Pinkerton, became the great writer he became. But so what it came down to was the hired guns of Pinkerton went in, killed, and lynched Frank Little, who was organizing for the movement back then. On this day in 1920, Marcus Garvey's Universal Improvement Association opened its first national convention at Liberty Hall in Harlem. 25,000 people came to hear Marcus Garvey. And it was the beginning of his great movement that began this day in 1920. On this day in 1944, the great Adam Clayton Powell became the first African-American congressman from the East Coast when he was elected from Harlem on this day in 1944 after being a community leader. And, of course, he was the leader of the Abyssinian Baptist Church, the most powerful church in Harlem at that time. And this is the day in 1966 that Charles Whitman, people may remember this story just because of the legends about it, got into the tower at the University of Texas in Austin and shot down 16 people from that tower before being killed by police on this day in 1966. So a couple of significant birthdays. This is the day in 1779 that Francis Scott Key was born, the man who penned our national anthem, though he didn't know he was doing it at the time. Very complex figure who was a district attorney for Washington, D.C., who fought to keep slavery alive. At the same time, he would defend runaway slaves. A very complex individual, Francis Scott Key. And in 1819, the great author, Moby Dick, Herbert Melville, was born. And the legendary Calamity Jane died in 1903. She was a woman who went to the West as a man and just took over. She's been the tales of legends for many years. And on the day in 2010, a woman named Lolita Lebron died. She was part of the Puerto Rican independence movement that in 1954 attacked the United States Congress. She was given life in prison. Several congressmen were shot. Nobody was killed. And in 1979, President Jimmy Carter freed her, the clemency, and she continued her role in the movement fighting for Puerto Rican independence until she died in 2010. Well, that's today in history. For the rest of the day in history, please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On our way to break, we're hearing Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. On this day in 1981, MTV began broadcasting, and that song was the first video to air. Buggles.